I'm DJ Sean Solo from the Riverhawk Sports Nest, and you are listening to the Riverhawks Radio Network.
Recording from Park Hill Chapman Center from Local Bank, this is the Darren Cheverini Show, presented by the NSU Alumni Association. I'm Maury Phillips, the voice of the Riverhawks, and I'm joined by the Riverhawks Sports Nest, consisting of DJ Sean Solo and Captain William Morgan. Alongside us is the leader of NSU football, head coach Darren Cheverini. Before we get to our conversation, we'd like to extend a big thank you to the program's presenting sponsor, the NSU Alumni Association. Membership in the NSU Alumni Association is the most visible way to share Northeastern pride. It's also the only way to enjoy Riverhawks football in the comfort of the Bank First Green and White Room, the exclusive hospitality room at NSU home games, where you can enjoy free food and live stream Riverhawks action. And don't forget, Alumni Association members enjoy all homecoming activities, including golf and champagne bingo for free the weekend of October 2nd and 3rd. Learn more about membership at nsualumni.com. This episode is a special preseason edition of the show, where we'll cover the big stories from around the program as they open up camp. We'll begin doing weekly episodes of the show again for our listening audience in Tahlequah and Muskogee on Lakes Country 102.1, and our audience in Tulsa on 97.1 The Sports Animal, beginning with the week of the Delta State game on August 29th. Northeastern State enters the third season of the Cheverini era after a 9-3 campaign in 2025, one which saw the Riverhawks finish with seven straight wins, meaning they carry the second longest active winning streak in Division II football into 2026. Among their wins during that seven-game stretch were trophy victories over Central Oklahoma in the President's Cup and a triumph over East Central in the First Americans Bowl. Individually, four different players received All-American honors last year, with defensive back Marvelous Owens most notably becoming the first NSU defender to earn first-team All-American honors since 2010, and the first, by the way, to receive multiple first-team nods, different publications in recorded program history. Quite impressive. It was part of a season where he had seven interceptions, the most for an NSU individual since Pat Stewart in 1988. But first, Coach, how does it feel just simply to get back at it again? We're recording this on the day you guys started camp, so I'm sure it's nice after a long off season to get everybody back in the room.
Yeah, no question. I think, you know, as a football coach, you know, when you get too much time off, you just get that itch to get back on the field and be around your team and be around your coaches. And so, you know, starting our first day of fall camp today, it was exciting to get back out there with the guys. We have 120 players out there, you know, competing and moving around and going against each other on offense, defense, and special teams. So I was excited to get back on the football field and coach football. It was fun.
Well, we talked about the offseason. So recently you had the opportunity to meet the head coach of the Chicago Bears, Ben Johnson, and visited their training camp. What was that experience like?
It was awesome. I met Coach Johnson at the Windy City Smokeout, which is a music festival in Chicago. And he was actually getting a cowboy hat from one of my friends who owns the company. And so he said, "Hey, Coach Johnson's going to be here. Would you like to meet him?" I said, "Yeah, I would love to meet Coach Johnson." So, you know, me and Ben started talking a little bit, and he remembered my background. He's like, "Hey, you played at Colorado, correct?" I said, "Yeah, I did. And I also coached there." He's like, "Yeah, that's right. I know who you are, Coach." And so he was really cool. And then he said, "Hey, why don't you come out to practice?" And I said, "I would love to." He's like, "You know, how do I get signed up for that?" He's like, "Well, here's my cell phone. Text me, and I'll get you on the list." And so went out to practice, you know, watched them train. We came over and talked to me before practice. He said, "Hey, do you want to watch some film afterwards?" Like, "Yeah, I would love to." So after practice, went up to the offensive staff room. I was in there with him, Coach Johnson, and his staff. And it was a really good experience, and got a chance to, you know, pick his brain a little bit. He's an offensive player caller, and he's a head coach. So some similarities there, obviously. And so I was definitely it was a really good connection to have.
And we recently, you know, had Coach Curtis on the podcast and talked to him about attending the Manning Passing Academy. You know, as a head coach, how have you seen Curtis's development over the past few seasons?
Yeah, he's grown leaps and bounds from his first year with me. Even though he was a student coach under me at Colorado, him running his own room, it takes trial and error. You have to go through the struggles to grow as a coach. And, you know, I've seen him do that the first year. You know, our quarterbacks were up and down a little bit. In year two, they really took a big jump forward. And that's a testament to Curtis and all his hard work. And he's got a very high ceiling in this profession. And I expect him to do big things. And obviously him getting the nod for the Manning Passing Academy is a huge deal, because he gets to be around other coaches, gets to be around, obviously, the Manning family. And that camp's been one of the top camps in the country for over 30 years. So really, really cool opportunity for Curtis.
Yeah, Coach, so having coached and played on several big stages, what's been the most rewarding part of helping shine a bigger spotlight on NSU football in this community?
You know, I think it's very gratifying. You know, you never know how it's going to go. No one does, right? You have a vision for your program. You have your pillars that you stand on and things that you believe in. But no one knows what's going to happen, right? And so I think for us to have the kind of year that we had last year and bring, you know, pride back to this area, pride back to Tahlequah, be the number one ranked Division II program in Oklahoma and earn a lot of respect when you, you know, beat the team out west and for the President's Cup, that's a huge deal. I mean, that sent shockwaves around the state when we knocked them off. And so, you know, it's very gratifying. We have, like I said, a great athletic director in Coach Sizemore, and we have a lot of conversations about how we can even improve it to a higher level. But it's been very gratifying as a head coach to see the people smile and be excited about the kind of football that we've been playing.
So expanding the visibility of NSU, a football that goes hand-in-hand with recruiting. So since the First Americans Bowl, we've talked about win and the success of last season, what changes have you seen in recruiting and attitude towards NSU?
Yeah, I think people are definitely more receptive. You know, when you walk into coaches' offices, they know who you are and they respect what you're doing. And the players, you know, we signed the most Oklahoma kids we've had since we've been here. And that's a testament to our staff, but it's also a testament to winning football games. You know, people know who's winning, people know who's losing. And when you're winning, people want to be a part of a championship program. And so for us to sign, you know, Carson Kirby, who's a four-time state champion at Bixby, for us to sign, you know, I think the best pass rusher in Kyron Cope from Muskogee High School, who had 17 sacks. You know, for us to get top talent still from Texas to come up, like Mikel Trotter from South Oak Cliff, I mean, it shows that we're reaching out in our contiguous area, but also like in the quad state areas where people want to be a part of a championship program.
Definitely. You know, a couple months ago, I had a chance to speak with Lauren Montgomery at the NSU Hall of Fame event, and the big word he used to describe NSU football, the word was momentum. And he said, really, for the first time since he played here, NSU football has momentum. We'll talk more about that in the next segment, as well as the 2026 roster. You're listening to the Darren Cheverini Show, presented by the NSU Alumni Association on the River Rocks Radio Network.
70,000 NSU alumni, one Green and White Network, and the Alumni Association is what keeps you connected to it all. Join the Alumni Association and show off your NSU pride. Use your membership to save money on shopping, travel, entertainment, and more, including homecoming weekend October 2nd and 3rd, when all the events are free for members. The NSU Alumni Association is your link to the Green and White Network. Visit NSUalumni.com to learn more.
Looking for crave-worthy chicken and hometown hospitality? Come visit Chick-fil-A Tahlequah, located at 2589 South Muskogee Avenue. Chick-fil-A Tahlequah exists to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us and to have a positive influence on all who come in contact with Chick-fil-A. Don't forget to download the Chick-fil-A app to earn points and redeem rewards. Chick-fil-A Tahlequah is a proud sponsor of Northeastern State Athletics. Go Riverhawks!
This season, Napoli's Italian Restaurant is proud to support the NSU Riverhawks. For over 20 years, we've been serving up your favorite homemade Italian classics right here in Tahlequah. From rich cheesy pastas to hand-tossed pizzas and hearty subs. Whether you're celebrating a big win or just hungry for something delicious, Napoli's is your go-to spot for dine-in, takeout, or a glass of wine with friends. Napoli's Italian Restaurant, where tradition, flavor, and team spirit come together. Thank you, Tahlequah, for 20 amazing years.
Are you looking to buy or sell a home in Tahlequah or Cherokee County? Then you need the Shockley Group. Tyler, an NSU alum, and Sydney, a proud supporter of Northeastern State University Athletics, understand the pulse of our community. They are dedicated to helping you find the perfect home, whether you're a lifelong fan or a new face in town. From first-time home buyers to seasoned sellers, they provide expert guidance every step of the way. Support local, support NSU, and let the Shockley Group get you home. Check them out at theshockleygroupok.com. That's theshockleygroupok.com.
Enjoying the Coach's Show? I'm Captain Morgan.
And I'm Sean Solo. Together, we're the hosts of the Riverhawk Sports Nest.
Continue the conversations all week long with Riverhawk Sports Nest. Riverhawk Nation isn't just built on Saturdays. It's built every day by the coaches, athletes, alumni, students, and fans who believe in NSU.
From coaches' insights and player interviews to behind-the-scenes stories you won't hear anywhere else, we take you inside NSU athletics and bring Riverhawk Nation closer to the action.
New episodes every week on YouTube and your favorite podcast platform.
Riverhawk Sports Nest. More than the game, it's the story behind it.
This is Tim McLean, head tennis coach at Northeastern State, and you're listening to the Riverhawks Radio Network.
Welcome back to the show. We'd like to thank Local Bank for serving as our on-location host for this episode. We're taping the show as part of NSU Quarterback Club season kickoff, and all season-long episodes will be recorded at NSU Quarterback Club meetings on Wednesday afternoons. You can see the show in person as a perk of Quarterback Club membership. To learn more about becoming an NSU backer, visit GoRiverHawksGo.com. We'll continue the conversation, but first want to thank our official radio sponsors for the season. Without their support, this show would not be possible. NSU Relations, Edward Jones, Jeremy McClure, Chick-fil-A Tahlequah, The Wash Barn, Napoli's Italian Restaurant, The Shockley Group, Oklahoma Army National Guard, Northeastern State University College of Extended Learning, and this program's presenting sponsor, the NSU Alumni Association. Of course, with the season coming up, there's still plenty of sponsorship opportunities still available. The season is still a couple weeks away. So if you'd like to hear your brand, your business promoted on radio on River Rocks Radio Network in Tulsa as well as Tahlequah and Muskogee, please contact us at PHILL144@NSUOK.edu. Again, that's PHILL144@NSUOK.edu. We'd love to work with you. Now we'll go back to Captain Morgan.
All right, Coach. So we mentioned Coach Curtis is entering his second season as a pass game coordinator. Coach Atwell enters another season as the defensive coordinator. Coach Sutherland is entering his second season as a run game coordinator. So my question for you is, you put all that stuff together, how have you seen this staff grow and make an impact on your players?
You know, I think the key to a successful football program is retention of not only players but your staff. And I think the key coaching pieces that I put in place in year one are still here. And, you know, Coach Atwell did a great job last year when I gave him the reins to the defense after, I think it was week three, and he did an unbelievable job last year, and even going into the offseason, been really impressed. And then, you know, Coach Sutherland is a top-notch offensive line coach. You know, any good play caller, any good offensive coordinator has to have a good line coach, and Coach Sutherland does a really good job of technique, fundamentals, understanding concepts, teaching them concepts and not just plays. And, you know, and Curtis's growth has been, like we talked about earlier, has been, you know, leaps and bounds where he was as his first year as a full-time coach, and now he's entering his third year as a full-time coach. And you have to do it. It's trial and error. Like, I tell people all the time, I've been calling plays now for 10 years, and I've made a lot of mistakes early on that helped me be better down the road. And so, and we still make mistakes, but you have to go through it. You have to coach. You don't just jump into being a high-level coach in any sport. And so, I have a great staff around me, and it allows me to be a really good head coach because we have a good staff.
Definitely. One guy I want to point out as far as individuals go, it's your quarterback, Donnie Smith. Donnie came in from Snow College last year, and everybody knows that, you know, JUCO ball, very high level, competitive, tons of great talent, but it always is a little bit different when you translate it over to the four-year level. But Donnie produced in a lot of statistical categories the best season at his position in program history, broke multiple single-season program records. Now in his second season as River Rock, maybe that career passing record comes into play. He could perhaps make a run at it this season if he has the same numbers as last year. And, of course, he's getting some preseason love. He's considered one of the top returning quarterbacks in all Division II football. He's on a watch list for Harlan Hill, which, for those that don't know, is basically D2's Heisman. Just how significant is it getting him back under center?
It's huge. I mean, there's no question you can't be a good play caller without a good quarterback. And Donnie Smith, you know, really developed over the course of last year. I thought he started a little bit slow last year. The first couple games, he was kind of up and down. But once we kind of beat the team out west, his confidence went through the roof. Oh, yeah. And he just took off. And I was a lot more aggressive with him down the stretch because I could be, because his confidence was there. And as a play caller, you have to be very wary of your quarterbacks. You got to make sure that you give them situations where they can be successful. If you're putting them out there and they're failing a lot and they don't see a lot of success, it kills their confidence, and then they get no rhythm. And Donnie was kind of up and down early, but then once I saw his confidence take the next step, I was really aggressive as a play caller. I think I'll be a lot more aggressive this year early on with him because I know he knows the system and we have good talent around him. So I'm expecting Donnie to have a really big year this year.
You know, and every year an offense has to replace production, and this year, you know, you lose two big playmakers and Levante Chenault and Cam Woods. But looking at guys like Deuce Roberson, Cam Jackson, where have you seen the biggest growth in that group, and what excites you about how they'll shape this offense?
Yeah, we, you know, it's always tough when you lose really good players, right? Losing Ramon, losing Cam, Cam Woods, and then losing Vontae, obviously three key pieces to the offense, but that's college football. The next guy has to step up, and that's why recruiting is important, and retention and development are huge for a success of a program. Cam Jackson had a really good true freshman year. I expect him to take the next step. He's got next level speed, and I expect him to stretch the defense vertically. You know, Deuce Roberson is a guy that's played a lot of football, caught a lot of balls, a lot of touchdowns. had an unbelievable bowl game. He was the MVP of the bowl game. And so I'm expecting Deuce to keep doing what he's doing at a high level. And then, you know, a guy like Dakari Dean's got to take the next step. Dakari was a guy that had that big kick return that got called back against UCO. That was a touch, in my mind, it was a touchdown, but they called it back. But Dakari is a guy that has explosive ability, but has got to show he can be consistent. And then, you know, we have some young pieces too, like Jalen Moore, who's from South Oak Cliff, who's got next level speed. And then the tight end position is something that, you know, we it's a good room. We've done a good job recruiting there. You know, when you can recruit and retain, you got a chance to be good. And we've done that. So I'm excited about that group.
Well, now moving to the backfield, you know, one of the biggest offseason storylines was replacing Ramon McKinney after his move to South Dakota State. Ethan Washington really came on late last season, especially in the bowl game. And there's already some buzz around, you know, true freshman Mikhail Trotter. You know, now that running back room has evolved, what different dimensions do those guys bring to the offense?
Yeah, I don't think you replace Ramon. Ramon's like a different dude. I mean, he really is. He was a special player. But I think we can definitely replace the production. And that's one thing as a coordinator. I've always had 1,000-yard backs, you know, pretty much every year I've called an offense. And so I'm expecting whoever wins that job is going to have over 1,000 yards rushing this year. Ethan Washington's got to prove that he can be durable and be consistent. He has all the ability in the world. He has Division I talent. That's why he went to Oklahoma State. And he's just got to show he can be tough and durable and consistent. And then Jalen Thompson's a transfer from McNeese State. He's a California kid that played at Ventura College. And I've been pleasantly surprised by Jalen. He has ability. He can catch. He's physical. And then we have two freshmen that I think are gonna definitely turn some heads, and Mikhail Trotter and Ben Abiki, another kid from Dallas, Texas, who can run. He's physical. He's big. And then Jordan Schelling's a kid that played at Union in Tulsa, another kid that's a physical kid. So the running back room is talented. We've done a really good job recruiting there, and it's gonna be a lot of competition this camp.
Well, let's go ahead and move on down to the offensive line. We got Justice Gilliam, Jaden Flores, and Samarion Hayes. How much does that experience and the chemistry up front help your offense? What have you seen from that group during the camp so far?
Yeah, I'm excited about that group. I mean, everybody's a returning starter everybody started at some point. You know, like obviously Devin Jones was a starter, then he got banged up, and then we moved Rashad Brown out there, so he started to tackle. You know, Samarion Hayes is a kid that started at guard multiple games last year. Justice started every game as a true freshman last year. You know, our right tackle is a kid that's played a lot of football on Jaden Flores. And then our right guard has been, you know, a guy that we've moved around too, with like Rashad moving to the right, Omarion moving to the right. And so, you know, I'm excited about the offensive line because the continuity. Whenever you have continuity back on the offensive line, and experience in games played, that's huge, because the offensive line has to work as a unit, and there's so many different looks they're going to get from pressures and stunts and twists, and the more guys can play together, the better we're going to be. And so I'm excited about what I've seen so far, and you know, like I said, Coach Sledden does a good job with those guys.
Now, moving over to the defense, the secondary we spoke about a little bit before the show. You had 22 interceptions last year in the defense overall. You've got Kel Charbonneau, a linebacker, returning. How important is that experience coming back, and what stands out to you about this defense as well?
I've been impressed with the defense. Like I said, Coach Atwell did a really good job with them last year, but I think we're even more athletic this year. I mean, we're fast on defense. We're experienced on defense. We have linebackers that played a lot of football. The secondary's played a lot of football. Our front's played a lot of football, and we added some junior college transfers and Deuce and Trey Williams. And as a head coach, I want to see us have a dominant defense. In order to win championships, you got to be great on defense. You got to be able to run the football on offense, and you got to be able to stop them on defense, but you got to be physical. And we're physical and athletic in the back end, so I'm expecting big things from our defense this year.
Again, about defense, you've lost some guys in the defensive line, got a lot of new faces. So what do you know about that group today that maybe fans that haven't had a chance to see yet going into the fall season?
I think with what we do defensively, our defensive front is going to cause a lot of issues because they're athletic and they can move. And with the things that Coach Atwell does defensively, with moving our front and doing some different things on some pressure packages, you want to be athletic up front. You don't want big two-gap guys. We're not a true four-down front. We're an odd front that kicks to a four-down. We have a stand-up bandit that comes off the edge. So we do a lot of movement pieces on defense, which I love. It gives our offense a tough task, but it's going to give other offenses a really tough task. And so I'm expecting people to see a physical, fast defense this year.
One more question for you, Coach. Got to bring up special teams, of course, with the returning talent there. Troy Wynn had one of the best seasons for a kicker in program history, maybe the best season, because he was dead accurate, especially inside of 40 yards. He broke the single-season PAT record, and he also broke the single-season scoring record for a player at his position. So a tremendous season, a sophomore year for the former Bixby Spartan. Mo Fulchetti was an All-American at punter and was the program's first All-American at punter since 2009, broke the single-season yards per punt record. Now, this team has got some new leadership with special teams coordinator Michael Allen. Talk about special teams, what it's like to have the returning talent back and a new leader in the room with Coach Allen.
Yeah, I think whenever you can have like your big three pieces back, like have your long snapper who's back, your punter back, and your place kicker, like that's a big weapon. Those are big weapons for a special teams unit. And then on top of that, we've done a really good job of upgrading our roster as far as speed. And so it gives Coach Allen a lot of different pieces that he can plug and play into his coverage units and his return units. And so I'm expecting big things from our return units, but also expecting big things from our coverage units. I think Coach Allen's a perfect fit for what I'm looking for from that coordinator position. I want someone that's passionate. I want someone that's detailed. And Coach Allen brings all those things to the table. So I'm expecting our units to do well this season.
Up next, we go rapid fire to wrap up this preseason edition of the show. It's next on the Darren Cheverini Show, presented by the NSU Alumni Association on the River Hawks Radio Network.
High school seniors, your future starts here. Join us for Senior Day at Northeastern State University on Thursday, September 17th at our beautiful Tahlequah campus. Explore campus, tour residence halls, meet professors and current students, learn about scholarships and financial aid, and discover why NSU feels like home. Plus, you receive a free t-shirt, free lunch, and even have the chance to receive scholarships and prizes. Best of all, it's free, but registration is required. Reserve your spot today at nsuok.edu/senior day. Your future is waiting at Northeastern State University. The Washburn Car Wash is a proud sponsor of NSU Athletics. Locally owned and operated since 2002, they pride themselves on cleanliness and customer service. And have you checked out the Washburn Car Wash app? Download today in the App Store to save money by joining their unlimited wash club starting at $16.99 a month. Voted the best car wash in Cherokee County for 2024. Make sure to visit the Washburn Car Wash in Tahlequah at 867 East 4th Street by Liddy Bros and at 2427 South Muskogee Avenue behind Burger King. Northeastern State University's Army ROTC is turning River Hawks into leaders right here in Tahlequah. Receive scholarships, hands-on leadership training, and a path to serve your country, all while earning your degree. And here's the best part, no commitment to serve while you are in school. Get the full college experience and come out the other side as a commissioned officer. No military experience needed, just heart, drive, and River Hawk pride. Visit nsu.com/ROTC to learn more. Looking to boost your career or gain real-world experience? Northeastern State University's College of Extended Learning is your college for working adults. Be a part of the 2026-27 academic year with our new professional development and training programs, also expanded STEM, cybersecurity, and drone programs for every age group. Take your next step today at go2nsu.com. That's go2nsu.com. Go Riverhawks! The River Hawks Radio Network brings the action all season long to listening audiences across Green Country, and partnering with us is a great way to take your promotional strategy to the next level. Promotional opportunities are still available for both football and basketball season. To learn more about our variety of promotional options, contact us at PHILL144@nsuok.edu. That's PHILL144@nsuok.edu.
I'm Captain Morgan from the Riverhawk Sports Nest, and you're listening to the Riverhawks Radio Network.
We return to the Darren Cheverini Show, presented by the NSU Alumni Association. The Riverhawks Radio Network consists of multiple affiliate stations across Green Country and will be the place to be for all NSU football content on radio this season. The Darren Cheverini Show can be heard on Thursday nights at 6, starting on August 27th on 97.1 The Sports Animal, and on Friday night starting on August 28th on Lakes Country 102.1. It all leads up to NSU's season opener against Delta State, a first-time matchup They can be heard live on Lakes Country 102.1 in Tahlequah and Muskogee and on ESPN 99.9 FM, 1550 AM in Tulsa with pregame coverage starting at 11. And again, if you're a local business that would like to take your promotional strategy to the next level, we'd love to partner with you. Sponsorships are available with Riverhawks Radio Network with football sponsorship opportunities available through the start of the season. For more information, email PHILL144 at NSUOK.edu. Again, that is PHILL144 at NSUOK.edu. So normally during the season, we would have our special segments where Sean gives his banger player of the week, Captain would give his captain's catch. But since we're not playing this week in an official game, we will cap off our preseason edition the same way we capped off our premiere last year, and that's by going rapid fire. So I'll be asking the questions. You guys will give me quick answers. I've got a few questions here for you. Some of it's NSU related. Some of it's just goofy questions. Favorite part of Tahlequah? I don't think you'll have a hard time picking one. A lot of options.
I know, so many options. Kind of a 50-50, I will say Dwayne's, but really what it comes down to is the people.
There you go.
Family. Yeah.
That's
also semi-plug, but anyway.
Yeah. All right.
I've got to say nature, water, the green, all that stuff. Get connected.
Hi, Coach.
Golf course.
There you go. Just had, by the way, the NSU golf tournament, and I heard a lot of high marks, particularly for assistant Bo Curry. I heard his golf form is next level.
Oh, really?
Anyway, favorite vacation spot. We'll start with Sean.
Isla Mujeres, just a little island off Cancun. Beautiful water.
I'm going to say the golf. I like the ocean.
I think anywhere there's water. I mean, it could be Mexico, it could be the West Coast, it could be the East Coast. If there's water involved, I'm good.
I think you're speaking Williams language right there. All right, this is my personal favorite of these. I ran this by Sean before the show, and he was a big fan of this question. So he better have a really good answer. If life were a movie, who would play you?
Bradley Cooper.
All right.
You couldn't afford him.
I know I couldn't, no.
Tom Cruise.
You guys are way out there.
I thought he was about to say Tom Hanks for a second. That might have been better than Tom Cruise. All right, Coach.
Hey, Tom Hanks would play anybody.
You know, I would think Jason Statham, you know, the guy that plays all those action movies.
I could see that.
There you go. All right. One thing that makes you excited about the season?
The talent, the climb. That's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about that.
I'm excited that it is now, Coach Shev has brought it to be an attraction rather than having to promote.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's the players. I mean, the reason why I coach is to be around the players. I mean, that's what I love to do. And we have a great group of kids. We really do. I mean, they make mistakes, but they're a great group of kids.
I'll actually answer this one. I think you could see it in the room today at Quarterback Club. The pride is fully brought back into this program. When Coach Sheff first got here a couple years ago, that was, I know, a major goal was get fans bought back into this program, get the local community reengaged. Every single face in this room today was drawn to the stage, drawn to the words of Coach Sheff. They're all pumped about this season. August 29th can't come here soon enough. One final reminder that the most visible way to share Northeastern pride is through membership with the NSU Alumni Association. Download the Green and White Network mobile app to enter weekly drawings for a $20 Visa gift card, and also enter the big end of season $1,000 Visa gift card drawing. If you're an Alumni Association member, enter each week to increase your chances of winning, while non-members receive one eligible entry per season. Keep notifications on to receive information on winners every single week. Download the Green and White Network mobile app now on the App Store or on Google Play. This has been the Darren Cheverini Show, presented by the NSU Alumni Association on the River Rocks Radio Network. We'll catch you next time.